Rudy Valley presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo. Only Green Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Valley speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little dream boy. This is your ubiquitous house guest, Monty Woolley, just returned from the memorable birthday party of the president in Washington.
Fine, and did you have a nice time?
Oh, it was entirely thrilling, Rudy, sitting there talking to Mrs. Roosevelt.
You talk to Mrs. Roosevelt. That is truly a great honor.
Yes, but she deserves it. I was quite the social lion at the luncheon table, too. Would you believe it, Rudy? All during the first course, the vice president kept trying to catch my eye.
The vice president kept trying to catch your eye. And did he succeed?
Yes. People should be careful the way they eat grapefruit.
Well, Mr. Woolley, I'm glad you're back, but I didn't expect you so soon. And your room...
Ah, yes, my dear little room. How I shall relish it after all those horrible nights sleeping in those newfangled, uncomfortable inner wall beds.
Uncomfortable? Sleeping in an inner wall bed? Strange. Did you examine the mattress after pulling the bed out of the wall?
Oh, do you have to pull it out of the wall? I shall meet you at your home, Rudy. I'm leaving the station now.
But, Mr. Woolley, about your room, I'm... Oh, this is indeed a major calamity, Truman. I didn't expect Mr. Woolley back so soon, and I've rented his room to Mrs. Cashmere and her daughter, Irene, for $20 a week. Mrs. Cashmere cooks for me, too.
Say, Rudy, I understand Mrs. Cashmere inherited quite a chunk of money from her husband.
Quite so, quite so. The late Mr. Cashmere invented a new type of barber's clipper, called the American Clipper. It works on the principle of a farmer's harvesting machine.
A barber's clipper that works on the principle of a harvesting machine?
Yes. Not only does it cut the hair, but it ties it up in little bundles.
The American Clipper, huh? Well, I must get one of those, Rudy. Well, say, I know you're anxious to get home before Mr. Woolley and the Cashmere women have a run-in, but, Rudy, you did promise to sing something a bit special this week.
Yes, Truman. It's a song that I used to sing as a child in grammar school. A very sad and tender story of a little snowflake as it leaves the sky. One that has stuck in my mind for many years. In fact, the last time I sang it, I was only 3 years old. That was 25 years ago, roughly.
Well, so all of a sudden, you're 28 years old.
It's not all of a sudden. I've been 28 for years. I mean...
Snowflake leaves the sky, it turns and turns to say goodbye. Goodbye, dear cloud, so cool and gray. Goodbye, dear cloud, so cool and gray. Then lightly travels on its way. When a snowflake sees a tree, good day, it says, good day to thee. Thou art so bare and lonely, dear. Thou art so bare and lonely, dear. I'll rest and call my comrades here. But when a snowflake, brave and meek, lights on a lovely maiden's cheek. It's hearts and says how warm and soft the day, how warm and soft the day. 'Tis summer.
Well, here you are. The Villa Valley, sir. That'll be $1.65.
$1.65? Are you attempting to cheat me, cabby? When I engaged a cab to the Santa Fe station a few weeks ago, the fare was only $1.60.
Yes, mister, but this is war. An acute shortage of help causing crops to remain unharvested, fruit to rot on the trees, and defense plants to close down. That is why you have to pay an extra nickel.
Oh, very well. Here's your money. Nobody can infer that Monty Woolley...
Monty Woolley? Not Monty Woolley, the marvelous, terrific, brilliant, wonderful, talented, colossal...
Stop that. Stop it at once.
Stop it?
Yes, and start from the beginning and say it slowly. I want to enjoy it.
I'm sorry. I got no time. Here's your bag. So long.
Look, mister, I don't have time to talk to salesmen, so take those sample cases and scram.
My dear woman, you have a decided air of culture about you. And when I say culture, I mean agriculture. Who are you and what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Do you realize that I belong here? That for the past week I've been living inside these walls?
Oh, a termite.
For your information, I am Henrietta Cashmere. Did you ever hear of the American Clipper?
The American Clipper?
Yes. Well, that's me.
Impossible.
What's impossible?
They'll never get you off the ground.
I'm not going to remain here and be insulted. I have dinner to cook.
Well, a cook? Ah, that's entirely different. You certainly didn't look like a cook.
Well, I am, and I should know how to cook. I was raised on a farm.
You should have been plowed under.
How dare you?
Oh, hello, everybody. Hello, Mr. Woolley. I see you met Mrs. Cashmere.
Well, I have had that rather negative pleasure, Rudy. And I must say that you could have hired a more congenial cook.
Hired? Mr. Valley's not paying me.
Yes, you see, Mr. Woolley, this is different.
I fail to see the difference, Rudy. You never pay any of your servants.
You don't understand, Mr. Willie. You see, Mrs. Cashmere pays me.
Rudy, do you mean her cooking is so bad she has to pay you to eat it?
No, you must listen, Mr. Willie. Mrs. Cashmere pays me $20 a week to live here, and her cooking is thrown in.
Well, if it tastes anything like it smells, it should be thrown out.
There is nothing wrong with that food. I think I've got too much fat in my pan.
Well, now, just keep shaking your head, madam. I'm sure you'll work it out.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to you another moment. I'm going back to the kitchen.
Mr. Woolley, there's something I've
say,
got
Say, Rudy,
to...
I brought the band over to welcome Mr. Woolley back. Oh, hello, Mr. Woolley. How was your trip?
Quite monotonous, Truman. Errol Flynn contemplated traveling back with me, but you know Mr. Flynn. He can't make up his mind.
You mean whether or not he was coming?
Or whether or not he was married.
Well, I guess travel nowadays has lost some of its glamour anyway. And that's the way it is when a girl neglects her hair. But when even a plain little Cinderella has glamorous, silky, smooth hair, she has a head start on the way to happiness. Prince Charming isn't so quick to fence in with romance, the girl whose hair looks drab and mousy. And you know, dull, lifeless hair could be caused just by the shampoo she uses. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Now, Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner never leaves any dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. And Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. What's more, this new improved Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner, so it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. You can't equal this combination of beauty advantages. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Exactly my sentiments, Truman. When somebody gets me a blind date with a girl, before I go out with her, I always ask, first, about her hair.
Quite true. And if she has any, he goes out with her. Now, Rudy.
I resent that.
Now, Rudy, I believe I shall go up to my room and lie down.
Oh, you can't go into that room, Mr. Woolley. I didn't expect you back so soon, and I rented it out to two people.
No, that's natural for you. I shall go up and throw them out.
But, Mr. Woolley, they're two helpless women.
Well, in that case, it'll be much easier.
What you said, Mr. Woolley. You may be able to throw my daughter Irene out, but me you can't throw out.
Very true, Mrs. Cashby, very true. I can't pick you up and throw you out. In your case, a different method must be employed.
And what is that?
Well, as Homer so aptly put it in Greek, ek de kruseis neos be potaporoio. English translation, roll out the barrel. I shall proceed to unpack my luggage.
Stuffy person, isn't he?
Mr. Woolley? Oh, I don't think so. But if you'd like to hear about a really stuffy gentleman, let me tell you about my old friend, Algernon Whiffle-Snoop John. He was wheeled to the church in a gold perambulator with 10 nurses and a butler to keep off the motley throng. And how the people did stare.
And how the people did stare.
When they christened him there.
When they christened him there.
Algernon Spiffy, Flutterby, Whiffle, Snoop, John. As a youth, he was fussed over, cuddled and coddled. Like an orchid in a nut house, in Mayfair was fawned upon. Oh, by the very smart set.
And by the very smart set.
In Uzu and Dupret.
In Uzu and Dupret.
Algernon Spiffy, Flutterby, Whiffle, Snoop, John. Then after him ran from alert 2K to Cannes all the matchmaking mothers and daughters. But he finally fell for a very blah girl down at Bath, where he went for the waters. He was wheeled to the church in a gold perambulator. At his marriage to the Countess Zaza and Zaza Bond. Oh, but he wilted and died.
But he wilted and died.
In the arms of his bride.
In the arms of his bride.
Algernon Spiffy, Flutterby, Whiffle, Snoop, John. He was wheeled to the church in a gold-painted carriage. With 10 horses to the coach, the procession was 10 miles long. Then with flowers all displayed.
With flowers all displayed.
In a nalo arrayed.
In a nalo arrayed.
Came Algernon Spiffy, Flutterby, Whiffle, Snoop, John. Oh, Irene. Irene, this is Mr. Valley. Are you dressed?
Just a second. I gotta jump into my girdle. Help! Help! I'm being choked!
What's the matter?
I jumped in too far. I'm all dressed now. You can come in.
Irene, I've got to talk to you.
Oh, some other time, Rudy. I've got to meet a sailor on Hollywood Boulevard.
But it's only 7:30 now.
I know, but I gotta get there early before they're all grabbed up.
Do you mean you stand on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and wait?
Yes, on the north side of the street. You know, where the bus comes in from San Diego.
And I suppose these sailors whistle after you?
Well, it's about 50-50.
Irene, before we go down for dinner, I'd like to talk to you about this room.
Oh, I love this room, Rudy. The furniture, that bed.
It's antique.
Yeah, and it's old, too. Imagine little me sleeping in the same bed that Christopher Columbus slept in.
You mean Abraham Lincoln.
Gee, Lincoln slept in this bed, too?
Irene, Christopher Columbus and Abe Lincoln couldn't have slept in the same bed.
Why not? It's a double bed. Come on, Rudy. Mother's waiting dinner for us. And I don't want to... Come on, come on.
Now, my dear Mrs. Cashmere, against my better judgment, you persuaded me to sample your cooking. But would you kindly tell me exactly what it is that I am eating?
Those are flapjacks. You have some more?
Not for a while. The ones I have just swallowed haven't stopped flapping yet.
Well, will you stop complaining? Mr. Valley's butler will soon be in with a... Oh, here he is.
Out of the way, folks. I'm coming in with the beef stew.
Chatsworth, will you kindly take your thumb out of the beef stew?
If he does, madam, there won't be any meat in it at all. By the way, Chatsworth, I recall distinctly telling you that I wanted my coffee half and half.
But I did bring your coffee half and half.
Yes, but I didn't mean half in the cup and half in the saucer. Now go.
I'm sorry we're late, everyone. Oh, Mr. Woolley, this is Irene Cashmore.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Woolley.
The pleasure is all yours, Miss Cashmere.
My pretty little girl, and so popular. Mr. Woolley, you saw Lauren Bacall in To Have or Have Not, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, don't you think my daughter looks like Lauren Bacall?
My dear madam, Lauren Bacall is a have, and your daughter is a have not.
Oh, gee, it's real nice of you to say that, Mr. Woolley. You know, I could get real serious about a man like you.
My dear girl, do you realize I might easily be your father?
You mean Mama asked you first?
Woolley, how much longer do I have to stand for this? Have you told her about me yet?
Not yet. Pardon me, ladies. I have to talk to Mr. Woolley in the other room about something.
Yes, I should like to talk to you, Rudy. Now, Rudy... Now that we're alone, I insist that you eject those two people out of my room immediately.
But, Mr. Woolley, these two women roaming the streets alone with all those strange men walking around it wouldn't be safe.
Who cares what happens to strange men? I want them to evacuate my room immediately.
But where is your heart, Mr. Woolley? I can't have them homeless out there alone in the rainy season. You couldn't sleep in that bed knowing that while you were warm and comfortable that they were cold and wet. You couldn't now, could you?
Silly boy.
Rudy! Mama just had a marvelous idea. How about using me as an advertisement for Dreen shampoo?
You?
Yes. Mama says that I can make a lot of money with my hair.
Undoubtedly, miss. If I had your hair, I'd mop up with it. Come on, Rudy.
Oh, fudge. Looks like nobody even wants me around here. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Nobody wants me. Well, it just seems like I'm nobody's child. Nobody cries. Nobody whispers goodbye. Nobody worries at all if I live or if I die. And I just look for my blue bird to bring me happiness. But my there's just something wrong with me, I guess. 'Cause nobody knows. Nobody cares. Nobody even wants me. Well, it just seems like I'm nobody's child. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Nobody even wants. Well, it just kind of seems like... It seems like I'm nobody's child. Gee whiz. Nobody cries out hello. Hello. Nobody even bothers to just kind of say goodbye. Goodbye. Nobody worries or nothing around this place. They don't care if I live or if I die. Sometimes you die. Gee whiz. What is this thing called sex appeal?
Where do you get it? And gee whiz, how does it feel? But I just keep looking for a little bluebird. But my bluebird turned out to be a buzzard. All the men, they all say they love me now. But when I ask them, I walk right up and I ask them, I say, sure, you love me now, but what will you say when I'm old and my hair is turned gray?
I'm older!
It just seems like I'm nobody's child.
Now, that was an inspired suggestion, Rudy. Do you really believe I could throw them out by the use of jiu-jitsu?
I'm certain you could, and I'm just the one to teach you. You see, I've studied jiu-jitsu for years. Now, you just run towards me, and I'll show you how easily I can throw you by the use of jiu-jitsu.
Very well, Rudy. Here I come.
Well, what are you waiting for? Pick me up.
I believe you made a slight error in your calculations, Rudy. You jiu'd when you should have jitsu'd.
Perhaps I should teach you how to escape from a possible hold that Mrs. Cashmere might have in you. Here, grab my left ear. That's it. Now grab my right ear. That's it. Now hold tight. See, I escaped.
Marvelous, Rudy. Marvelous. Here are your ears back.
Thanks. That's the only weak point in the trick. You know, I have an idea. If you claimed you were sick, they certainly couldn't refuse to give a sick man his room back.
That's a truly wonderful suggestion. Let me concentrate now. I shall smear mustard on my face and pretend I have yellow jaundice.
Unfortunately, we have no mustard.
Well, I have it. Here, help me sprinkle some of this ketchup on my face. I shall pretend I have the measles.
The measles?
Yes, and the worst kind. German measles.
Good. There, the spots look almost real. Now start groaning, but loud.
Oh, I'm sick. I'm sick. Take me to my room.
What's the matter, Mr. Woolley? Are you ill?
Yes, I've got German measles.
You have a case of measles?
Not a case, only a bottle. Do something. I'm dying.
You're dying?
Yes, I'm dying to get into my room. Oh, take me up to my room. I want to die with my boots on.
Why?
Well, I've got holes in my socks.
You sound like you're in a bad way, Mr. Woolley. Let me listen to your heart. Oh, you don't have the measles, Mr. Woolley. What you have is a bad case of rheumatism.
Well, come, Irene. This is very serious. We'd better go for a doctor.
Well, they've gone, Mr. Woolley. It worked.
Good. Now lock the door. At last. Now, kindly wipe those red ketchup spots from my face.
Right-o. Mr. Woolley, some of the red spots won't come off.
They won't? Well, let me look in the mirror. Oh, my goodness, Rudy. I've really got the measles.
Good evening, miss.
Good evening. I'm the nurse for Mr. Woolley. Is he running a temperature?
No, but he will when he sees you. If I may say so, nurse, you are really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, really beautiful. Such skin and eyes, such beautiful, lustrous hair. You've got the kind of gleaming, silky hair that poets write about. I'll bet you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
Naturally.
It's no wonder that Dreen shampoo is so popular with well-groomed, love-lucky girls all over the country. Because Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It brings out all the shining beauty of your hair. And now that the new improved Dreen contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Whether you go to a beauty shop or wash your hair at home, smart girls like you wisely remember, no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous,
yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, your new nurse is here.
Oh, send her away, send her away. I'm too ill to have anybody around.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Woolley?
Well. So you're the nurse.
Perhaps you'd better go, miss. Mr. Woolley is too ill. Aren't you, Mr. Woolley?
Silly boy.
Just close your eyes, dream a lovely dream as our arms entwine your lips on mine. Just close your eyes, let your heart reveal what you're thinking of. Please say it's love. Don't let this glow forever disappear. Let me always know that you'll be near, dear. Just close your eyes and perhaps you'll see where our future lies. When you reopen your
housewife usually has a shrewd grasp of quantities, but I doubt if anyone can really visualize the sheer poundage of materiel this war uses up every minute. How many tons of used fat go into the bombs our planes drop in a single night? How many pounds to supply the tires that 100 trucks wear out in one trip over rugged supply roads? The quantity is staggering. So every little bit helps. We've got to have every possible ounce of used kitchen fats that you can save. Don't neglect this simple contribution. The government, through your meat dealer, will give you 2 red ration points for every pound of used fat you deliver. Deliver regularly, won't you?
Rudy Vallee will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley, Irene Ryan, and our special guests, Abbott and Costello. The Dream Show is written by Artie Phillips, directed by Man Holliner, music arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse,
a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip.
Give them Ivory Flakes care.
That's our tip.
Wash tests show
that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You'll get up to twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes, is ivory flakes for twice the wear. You'll get up to twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.